And you are now tuned in to the BTB Gorilla Zone Troop Squad, along with your boy BTB Swaggy. I have special ghost with me, Rich, and we know the man himself. You already know who we got alongside him.
What up, what up? Big Gorilla, big BTB.
So how y'all feeling today, man?
We called you a ghost.
Yeah, no, that's why it fucked me up. That's why I didn't even say that. I was so fucked up. He called me a ghost, bro.
Okay, my bad. But
I'm very much alive, just to let you know. But.
Nah, yeah. Hey, my bad. How y'all feeling though, man? It's today Wednesday. You know what I mean? It's Wednesday. It's a beautiful day,
man. It's
how y'all
day.
Feeling, man? It's going great for hip hop, but for y'all, for personal, how y'all doing, man?
I mean, I feel good. I feel good. I'm saying, I mean, I feel good. I ain't know it was hump day, but I feel good.
Yeah, it's the middle of the week, you know what I mean?
Time flies.
Every day sucks till Friday.
Time
flies,
doesn't it?
Every day sucks till Friday, you feel me?
For sure.
Maybe like, shit, God, I mean, it's Friday.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. I feel good. Life is good. I'm saying shit happens. I didn't have bad shit happen. You know what I'm saying? But I had good shit happen, so I ain't doing no complaining.
So the bad shit, speaking of bad shit, y'all, you know we got the little hip-hop beef coming up, or ongoing, right? So first off, before we dive into it, I want to say, I want to ask, do y'all feel like between Kendrick and Lamar, do y'all feel like anybody won that, or was it up for grabs, or is it still up for grabs? Do y'all feel like that was decided? Do y'all feel like Drake won or Kendrick won?
I'm gonna say Kendrick Lamar won that one because they already done sent a thing saying they want Kendrick to publicly apologize now because Drake's now being painted as a pedophile and Nike and all those endorsement companies don't want to be sided with a pedophile. So like, yeah, it's already.
I heard that email is fake, that joint that they posted
on. It could be, but if it was, you know, at some point it's going to be like that, though, that where they'd want to drop him if it is some type of truth to it, you know what I mean? They'd want to drop him just like they, you know, dropped other, like when Tiger Woods cheated on his wife and he got dropped for that, you know what I mean? Like Nike dropped him and different things, you know?
So, do you feel like the allegation itself is fake? Or you feel like they got somewhat some truth in them? And when I say that, is it like, because you got to also think, Drake said that Kendrick beat on his fiance. So, like, whether it's true or not, it seemed like both camp is throwing, like, allegations. But the way that it's looking, to me, it seems like everybody is just running with the whole Drake pedo situation instead of really focusing on the Kendrick beating his fiance.
Niggas want to see Drake lose. I think niggas is tired of Drake winning. And it puts hip-hop in like an awkward space because it's just like, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop being on this stage and this level and this time, and you got two people that stand for two totally different sides of the music. You know? So it's like, all that extra shit, the pedophilia shit, it could be true. You know what I'm saying? All these rich niggas nowadays, you know what I'm saying? It's going to stick with the shit going on with Diddy and everything else. You say something like that about a nigga that's rich, it's going to stick.
Yeah, and it's like the way he addressed it. It's like if you say something about somebody with that status and they address it a certain way, it's not going to stick to that degree. But when you come out with Drake and you like, what? Nigga, I'm too famous to be doing that. If I was doing that, I would have been arrested already. And it's like, bro,
man, that ain't how it works.
You feel me? Like, you get that money and power and influence, my nigga. We see how that goes. It's just that was just the wrong way to come and address it. And now he actually mentioned the name because Kendrick was talking about kids, and he brought up an actress named Millie Brown, and everybody was like, "Whoa, why you bring up Millie Brown?" So there must be they feel like that. He has some type of, you know what I'm saying, guilt to it. Because like I said, he brought up Millie Brown. And he was texting her. She was 14 and he was 32. But
Yeah, I seen the shit. Yeah. It was like, they was talking about how it could have been. Look, I don't know about all that shit. I'd be like, this is the problem with a lot of shit, right? Because hip hop has become too influential. When you have rock and roll people and country musicians and R&B singers and everybody else that do a lot of the same shit, the spotlight ain't over there because it's just not as influential in the world culture as it once was, those genres. So I feel like the spotlight is put on hip hop and it takes away from the craft and shit. Everybody's fucking human. You're going to have some fucked up humans. You're going to have some humans that's not fucked up. But we live in a time period now where you know more about the musician now than you did back in, you know what I'm saying? Back in the days and shit. So them niggas ain't know nothing about them niggas that they was listening to. But they was just listening. You know what I'm saying? Like Marvin Gaye, they said that nigga had some demons. Now, I don't know personally, not my time frame. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit totally different. I feel like it takes away from the craft and stuff. And people will start to forget about the music.
I think, yeah, it's taken away from... It makes people want to stop paying attention. Because now you're bringing family members into it. You're bringing kids. Now you calling him a PDF file. And he calling you a woman beater. And now it's like, all right, y'all straight away from what y'all like originally started doing this shit for. Yeah. And now it's just...
Because now it's not even about who can rap better.
It's like, all right, is Drake really this? Or is Kendrick really doing that?
Who got more skeletons in their closet?
Right, that's what it came to. And it took so much out of like, what happened to the sparring that y'all was doing? And it just takes away from... So it just kills it.
Nah, it don't.
It kills it so much. So that's what I would say, personally. I feel like it's still up for grabs. Allegedly, Kendrick said he wasn't done, so apparently he got some more shit that he about to drop. They saying the same for Drake too, but within Drake's camp, they're saying like it's a leak, and like we both heard Drake addressing the leak or the mole or whatever. And on the song, he said, "This is what caught my attention." He said, "We've been feeding you." Basically, we've been feeding you that fake. We plotted for a week to give you that fake information, right? And so people can't understand why they would sit there and come up with. That's why people say it's not making sense for Drake to do this, because if your team is sitting there plotting for a week on to give this rapper some fake information, are you going to paint yourself as a PDF file? And are you going to sit there and say, like...
But that wasn't the fake information part.
Nah, that's... I think, like, also the whole daughter joint, too. That but
was
it's like...
Yeah, the daughter joint was the fake part. The medication and something else he said.
The Maybach thing.
Yeah, but the... What's the name? That wasn't the fake part. That was just... I mean, you could honestly... They said the shit back when fucking Billie Eilish first got hot. Cause he had inbox shorty, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know what I mean? That's more of a common theme. I feel like if anything to attack about somebody's character, cause the way they act is like, all right, well, yeah, nah, you might be definitely fucking with old bitches, but it definitely seemed like you like young bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cause he was texting Millie dating advice and Millie Brown was 14 and it's like, on that note, as Drake, as being as 17 years older than her, it was like, bro, you had no business really texting a 14-year-old about dating advice.
Well, now you can't get advice from me. You can't get fucking ice cream money. You can't get lunch money. You know what I'm saying? I'll send your parents at 14. I'll send your parents fucking like a scholarship fund or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you a super fan, you know what I mean? Like, if you a super fan, you get, like, a scholarship, man. Now, we're not sitting there, we're not about to be social, like, you 14.
So, I'm glad that both of y'all sit here, because
that don't
transitioning
right.
From the, transitioning to freestyling, right? He gave me his view on battle rap. And what was you saying on your whole view on battle rap? Like, it's wasted now, like, it's going garbage, or isn't that what you said last episode about battle rap?
Ain't nobody really listening to battle rap anymore.
That was your view on it, right?
Yeah, ain't nobody really listening. You know, ain't nobody really battle rapping like that anymore. Last battle rap I heard was Papoose and Remy and all them, but they like got a falling out because of like they're people having affairs, all types of, you know, other craziness.
And I wanted to ask you, would you agree with that? Did you say that's something similar? Like nobody's really listening to battle rap no more?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I would say battle rap is like its own genre. You know what I'm saying? Battle rap is its own thing. I feel like it has its own community. I feel like the part of hip hop that really embraced battle rapping and stuff has definitely let battle rap go, because battle rap ain't the same that it used to be. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like battle rap now is what it needs to be.
So what is it now? Like, is it like, because I know they, like me and him talked about it last time. I think they said if they, whoever they battling, they'll go home and find out whatever information on them and they'll like write it down. And then when they come to the battle the next day, it's already written. So I've, like I told him, I never, when battle rap first came across my radar, it was all about like, there was no writing involved. It all had to come from a mental notepad. But the game has changed, obviously. So I'm thinking like maybe that's the new norm as far as like freestyling. But is it really, my question has always been, is it really freestyling if you're writing it?
No.
Yeah, nah, fuck no.
That ain't freestyling. Fuck, what the fuck?
So that's why I was like, because they, that's why I was like, okay.
Satan ain't freestyling. You know what I mean? None of that shit. Freestyling is just that. It's a freestyle. It's free forming words in your mind. And the style that it's going to come out in is, it's just that. It's flows. You know what I'm saying?
Random. Like,
so, I mean, now you can be nice enough to make it sound like you wrote a freestyle. You know what I'm saying? But, nah, writing that shit, reciting that shit, that ain't freestyling. But now they don't have freestyle battles no more. They have rap battles. But that shit really like a spoken word poetry slam battle. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. No disrespect, because, you know what I'm saying? I know, like I said, that's how a lot of people eat, all that. I look, I'm with all that, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'll be like, nah, like, do y'all thing. But, like, I was asking, like I think I even asked Rich, like, do you feel like it's going to come back to a point where it go back to its originality? Just use it a mental notepad?
Yeah, we're going to bring it back. That's what BTB.
It's turning more into Love and Hip Hop instead of rap battles. It's more like about the reaction now. It's getting to be like that. It's getting to be messed up.
The reaction.
It's not so much about the raps anymore, but it's about what's going on and like the reaction of the crowd and stuff. It's not even as hype as it used to be.
But see, I think that's also why like people that share your point of view might feel like rap battles and stuff is stale, because the way that they do it now, it's only but so much that you can get out of a script.
I mean, they're still good battle rappers.
Yeah, no, like I said, like they're Cassidy, good battle rappers, you know, but you can like, only get so much out of a script. No matter what, when somebody is giving you a scripted verse, a written verse, the energy is different. The energy is different. You know what I'm saying? When somebody is giving you a freestyle and they are giving you energy from that room and from that moment and even saying things that makes you realize and feel like you're a part of that moment, that's a whole different atmosphere. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like that. Somebody's phone might have been going on.
Yeah, that was my shit. That was my phone. And no, writing on your iPhone is not freestyling either. Everybody I see nowadays got their iPhone in their hand like this.
So, even with that, right? Do you like? Does it really matter if they writing on their phone or whether they writing in a notepad?
No,
I don't. But now they got these iPhone apps that allow you to use AI to cheat and get them to write your verse for you. Like, it's taking the skill out of it completely.
I think even then, like, some of the mix is coming into it, because even I seen some people on the Danza Project yesterday, they were saying, they was agreeing with what one of the co-hosts had said. He was like, I don't mind if Drake has a few ghostwriters to write a hit. Right. Yeah. But when it comes to 1v1, that's where he drew the line. And like some people's like, giving a pass to ghostwriters is crazy. And most people agree with it. And I think some people get confused on it because they think like, all right, I think it's okay for you to use a ghostwriter to make a single, to make a hit.
I mean, one thing about it is hip hop historically, it is okay. Historically, people truly just, they forget about the science and shit. They just forget about the way the shit came about and the music and shit that built the hip hop that we love. Eazy-E, N.W.A. Niggas wasn't writing, you know what I mean? Half the niggas in the group did not write music. You feel what I'm saying?
Eazy himself didn't even
you
write.
You feel what I'm saying?
He couldn't even write.
A hip-hop pillar, you know what I'm saying? Did not write all them songs. Dr. Dre did not write all of them songs. You know what I'm saying?
Ice Cube wrote most of them.
But, you know what I'm saying? But even for like Dr. Dre's album and shit, I think, what they say, Jay-Z wrote a joint on the Chronic.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bro, when it comes to making songs, you got Mystical and all those songs that he was doing or whatever.
Oh, dude, Mystical's wild. I used to love Mystical.
But yeah, Pharrell and all these, you have so many pieces to the puzzle. And people just forget. DMX, Rough Riders, and all them niggas, like, bro, you feel like if you truly think that these niggas and it was all camped up and shit and fucking had a Swiss Beats back there and shit and there wasn't some collaboration going on, like, come on. You know what I'm saying?
So where do you think it strayed from, or people just have a perception like every artist just is supposed to like...
You're supposed to be original. I feel like it comes from lack of originality, and I think it does come from competition. Because once the competition starts, yeah, no, it's not supposed to be nobody else back there. You understand what I'm saying? If you're making songs, you are a different type of artist than somebody who's going to be even on that competitive level. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody does come at you on that competitive level and that's not what you want, that's how you're going to present it. Like, that's not even what I'm doing. That's not, you know what I'm saying? But that's not what hip-hop is. Hip-hop is very competitive by nature. You know what I'm saying? From the old MC battles and shit. You know? So it's like, by nature, you know, once the competition starts, y'all niggas ain't fitting to jump me, and we gonna say that you better than me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the fact.
Oh, man, the older hip-hop heads are probably, I guarantee, ashamed of this new stuff. With the people don't even write their own raps anymore. All it's most of them got ghostwriters. It's like
you said, that goes all the way back to...
ridiculous. Like, nobody's got... Barely anybody's got originality. Mm-hmm.
Like you said, that goes back to Easy's days.
Yeah, that goes. That
was in the 80s.
It goes all the way back.
He wasn't writing his own, so it's like it's not like they've been writing their music, and then the new niggas come along, and then they have somebody else write. You said Easy-E. Uh-huh. And everybody goes way back.
The only reason it gets looked over is because they were a part of a group and they were in the same group, so it's like they all were writing for each other anyway. So
and it sounded good, so nobody was questioning it. And it got proven when they had their beef with Ice Cube. When Ice Cube wrote when he wrote that track, did anybody from Respond? When he wrote No Vaseline,
they responded. They did.
They had a bunch of they went back and forth because they what's that MC Renner? There's a few writers. But like I said, about half of the camp didn't write.
But it's different when there's single artists that are out now by themselves having ghostwriters.
It's
the Drakes.
Not when you're making songs, you got to take you got to take into consideration what the context. If you're making a song is not a story about your life. A song is not a story about your experiences. A song is a fictional creation. It can be, you know what I'm saying? It's just a creation of work, a melody, a tune, and the words and everything in the chord, all that shit put together. That's what the song is. So, like I said, by nature, songs are made by more than one person.
Yeah, songs, but rap. like a rapper should actually write his own bars, at least.
I feel like you're talking about
bars,
certain shit.
You know what I mean? Like bars.
I feel like if you're talking about certain things, I feel like it's just like a lot of other things in life. Like, I don't feel like people should talk about things that they don't know about or that, or endorse things that they don't really stand on. I feel like the characters of hip hop have become way too big. That's how I feel about that shit.
Okay, yeah. So, the as far as rappers getting more like big headed kind of joint.
Well, yeah, and as it's up, not even just like big headed, but like the character of them, because it's like now all the rappers, they have that same thing now. Whereas, like, you see the chains, they talk about the money, the bitches they came from, you know what I mean? They kill, they, you know what I mean? Drilling, bop, bop, bop. It's like a very similar theme and stuff. So, there's no originality in it. But those rappers, they are more the character than they are the rapper. They more live that life that and present those lyrics. You know what I'm saying? And that's who they are, rather than the people. Whereas though we would have an issue with it that don't live that life and would make those type of songs. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by the character of it. It's like, that's all that matters to me. If you really living like that and that's like music make, that's fucking cool with me. It might not be for me. I still might not fuck with it, but.
I got what you're saying. That'd be like Justin Bieber dropping a hardcore hip hop album.
Like it was like, a video.
Shoot him up, kill him, kill him.
It was a video about Lil Wayne talking to Drake and shit. And talking about Drake. And he was like, yeah, I told him, you know what I mean, when he came over, just do you. You know what I'm saying? Do your Canadian thing. Don't be out here talking about the gangster stuff and this, that, and the other, that, with what I'm doing and stuff. And it's like, so yeah, I can see why people have an issue with Drake having writers and shit, because his song, he does have songs that portray a life that he does not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yes, could you live that life now because you fucking rich and can create that environment? For sure. But you are not from this raw, natural environment and stuff that you speak of and that you were given the keys to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because most people wouldn't even want that anymore once they've lived it, when they was already, they came up in it, you know, if he was born in it and raised in the ghetto and all, you know?
And the truth is just the truth, because it's like, all the hardcore shit and all that hard talk and all that shit, bro. Like, no offense, but that shit for the Caucasians and shit. Nigga, ain't you look at a concert and shit, you don't see a bunch of niggas at a Drake concert. You don't see a bunch of niggas at a motherfucking Gunna concert. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas who really ain't with that shit and they talk about that shit, their audience is not the niggas who's really, really with that shit.
And if they had a Gunna concert, they not to be trusted. They might be snitching. like, real shit. If there's dudes in that bitch, they might be red.
Like I said, until I see some paperwork, I ain't going to speak on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a firm believer in that. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as far as like in rap, and take it back to 6ix9ine situation. Yeah, he did snitch, but do you feel like the snitching was justifiable, or do you feel like he shouldn't have told?
Nah, snitching is not justifiable.
Snitching and justifiable doesn't go together.
Yeah, you can't justify snitching.
I feel like you either part of the life or you not. If you're not part of the life, there's no such thing as snitching.
So
if you're part of the life.
Y'all wouldn't have told.
What? No. Nigga, wouldn't have told. I wouldn't have been in that position.
Yeah,
I ain't no
like, I'm not going to be stupid enough to let somebody kidnap me and fuck my girl.
Yeah, no, besides all that. Besides all that.
Take my jewelry, fuck my girl, and kidnap me.
Yeah, besides all that.
Not a big kill.
Looking at it from hindsight, when you looking at it, is it like, nah, yeah, he did snitch, but it's like, he snitched, but it's one of them things where, like, do y'all feel like, what is it? He snitched, but I understand why he snitched. What is that? I'm trying to think of what that comment said on Reddit. It was, he snitched, but I understand why he snitched, but yeah, he's still a rat type of thing. Or is it like, nah, you a rat, you shouldn't have told. Because I only ask this because there's half of the people, some people still feel like he should have just gone ahead and just took that 40 piece. And some people understand like, nah, you write it, but I understand why you write it. Kind of like giving a pass.
It was his fault to begin with anyway. He's the one trying to get Chief Keef killed and all that. It's all his fault, you feel me? And then him getting, you know, he trusted those people. It was supposed to be his homies. Of course, he wasn't from the hood or from the ghetto, really, so he really didn't know who he could trust, you feel me? He ain't had no actual homies. He just was trying to be around the gang members and all, so he was paying and being extorted by them dudes. It's all because of his own fault and the lifestyle he was pretending to live. You feel me? So he was getting his ass extorted until they got him up out of there.
No, that's a fact, because I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm like, nah, because what did you expect? Like, man, that was, come on, bro. Like,
yeah, now all that understanding and all that shit, bro, look, the only reason why I want to address that because, no, for one, should you understand why somebody does something, whether it be snitching, killing, or whatever? Most definitely. You should definitely try to obtain an understanding of things that should be understood. Should that fucking matter? No, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I don't want people to get the shit fucked up. Understanding why the nigga snitched does not get, you know what I'm
doesn't
saying?
Doesn't justify
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it in no way changes anything. I understand that a snake is a fucking snake. So if that nigga bites me and I say, oh, well, I got some stuff for it, dude, because, you know, no, that doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, no, I knew that shit. The fuck? It's not like, oh, well, you know. I knew he was a snake, but I didn't expect the nigga to bite me. I'm like, fuck. No.
Basically, a rat's a rat no matter how you call it. He can try to justify him being
we
a rat.
We understand that rats like cheese. They offered some cheese. The nigga
he said, my freedom, weep. Get them out of there.
And like, niggas don't really be, like I said, niggas who ain't been behind that wall, bro.
My man said, free pass really, for Daniel Garcia. He said, free pass.
They don't know. The nigga wouldn't even have seen that whole 40 anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, even taking the time standing up, he wouldn't have seen that whole 40.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. You don't think they would have gave him that 40 piece?
Nah, even if they would have gave him 40, he wouldn't have seen it. But they wouldn't have gave him 40 for him to see that. You know what I'm saying? Well, that shit be on the docket. Bro, you ain't going to see that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like it was a... Whenever somebody asked me, because when it first came out, everybody was saying rat, rat, rat. So when it first came out, for me, I was like... I ain't gonna lie, they probably said, when they came out with the sentence that they hit him with, I'm like, that's probably a scare tactic. Because I'm looking at it like, okay, he's got booked. But I'm looking at it like, who he touch? He ain't touch nobody, he ain't really do nothing crazy. He just...
tried to hire a hitman.
I know, but like as far as him going to go, but like, think about it, you hiring a hitman, that's not even equal to a 40 piece. It was just some extra shit. So I'm looking at it like, I feel like that 40 piece was like a scare tactic that worked. And it was like, oh shit, nigga, I'm facing 40. Hell yeah, nigga, you can have all of them. So do I feel like he should have snitched? I feel like if he wouldn't have told, you probably would have did, what, 5, 10? But I don't think you would have did that whole 40 because in real hindsight, you ain't really... Dude.
Man, 6ix9ine was the hottest rapper at the time. That nigga was the hottest rapper in the world, bro. If he'd have took his charge, that nigga would have, I mean, his, like, forever, like, you know what I'm saying? He'd have solidified. That
like
nigga,
Bobby
you know
Shmurda.
What I'm saying? That nigga would have solidified.
Like Bobby Shmurda.
Like Bobby he Shmurda. And he was like, way up higher than way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was
way
up
higher
than
Bobby
Shmurda.
No disrespect.
Bobby Shmurda kept
you know what I'm saying? But...
yeah, and when Bobby Shmurda came home, he was hot. It just took too long to drop.
Well, that and it just wasn't hitting like it wasn't.
And when it
but,
finally
but,
when they
but
yeah,
he'll always be
dropped,
respected and he can freely go about.
Yeah, nah, he'll always
not,
be
like,
respected.
He's not even
nah, niggas who play on Bobby's name, man. Them niggas,
they can't do that.
Yeah, them niggas don't. Yeah, fuck them niggas because Bobby. Because
not too many.
He even took extra time so Rowdy Rebel or whatever his homeboy could you know get out around when he got out.
Yeah, so
that's real shit. Like,
not too many niggas doing that.
Yeah, right. That's different. You
niggas
feel me?
Ain't doing that.
That's yeah, like, saying, yeah, shit. I'm going home. Yeah, shit.
Give respect sorry. That. And also, 6ix9ine even told on Billy Ado or whatever, and he didn't tell on. I mean, he didn't even do anything against 6ix9ine. You feel me? Yeah, he told on people that didn't even have nothing to do with it. You feel me? Like, he also told on other people from his, you know, from the set and shit. So it's like...
So, yeah, nah. That's always been my viewpoint on that. It's like, I feel like the 40-piece was a scare tactic. And I feel like it was a scare tactic that worked. And it's like, yeah, bro, I'm going to always acknowledge that, you feel me? They was extorting him. They was clapping his baby mama. They was taking his jewelry. And my rebuttal always been like, bro, there's always a couple signs for you to dip before the shit really sink. And
that nigga was probably doing dirty shit the whole time. He was probably already working with the fucking feds and shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, niggas don't, man, bro, the only reason why I hate having them conversations is because you don't never know the whole fucking story, bro.
And the internet makes it even
you know what
crazier.
I'm saying?
There's so much truth and then lies. The internet ruins a lot of shit, too. Like,
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie. That's real. When it first came out, I was the exact same of the niggas that was like, nah, nigga, you a rat. On everything I love, you a straight rat. And then as the details came out, it was like, oh, he was facing 40? I'm like, nigga, I feel like that's a scare tactic. 40
ain't even, bro, that's not even a scary number.
Look at that baby Keem guy. He got 700 and some years.
40 not a scary number.
Nah, they trolling him with that. They be trolling him with that. Because they saying he's a design crash out because of the music he makes. So they like, if that nigga ever go, he going for like 700 years. But he not actually locked up. He free.
And don't get me wrong, like 40 is, I mean, 40 year life, whatever. But what I'm saying is at the end of the day, there ain't a scary number when you know what I'm saying? It's like, niggas gotta remember that the streets was not meant for niggas. There ain't no such things as halfway crooks. You feel me? Nah, you might not want to be in this shit or whatever, but you choose to do certain things to survive or whatever, then that's what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? If you reap the rewards from it, then that's what's up. If you fucking get licked, then that's part of it too.
Yeah, that's why I say, because it's a lot of other 6ix9ines and a lot of other niggas sets, and for them numbers, nigga 10 is scary to them, to niggas like that and the little minor junk. So it's like, some niggas... Nah, that ain't, nigga, that ain't even scary because they already know. But for some niggas, nah, nigga, even if you tell them, nah, bro, can you sit down for 6 months to a year, nigga, they trembling. And it's like, nah, nigga, you'll crumble. If they ever hit you with a longer sentence, you'll crumble. You ain't built for it. You out here with this shit like 6ix9ine was. You out here doing this shit. But nigga, when they really throw you in there and show you them numbers, bro, you really gonna crumble because you ain't really built for this shit. When you see 40, you really think you gonna get that whole 40? So you thinking about future? How you gonna get grow old? You missing out on all that shit.
Niggas already got the wrong thing because, like I said, at the end of the day, when you putting yourself in these positions for that to even be a possible outcome, it's because life fucking ain't fucking great already. You know what I'm saying? And the odds are stacked against you, and you playing the hand that you feel like you got to. Or whatever the case, you making the decision. If the shit ain't for you, you better get the fuck out before it come for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's the good or the bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's straight like that. Like, niggas shouldn't even look at time like numbers and shit. That's just another part of whatever. Like, you don't know what the fuck gonna come with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree. So, And it's, I just had to, the same thought process, I just had to open the other door. Like, it's, I'm on this side, and I know it's niggas on that side that think the other way. It's niggas like that that are scared of them numbers, and that's just what it is. Cause not every nigga in the set is stomped down. Them niggas be scary. So when you throw a number at them, they gonna shake. But some niggas ain't really going for that because they not thinking of it like a number. I've even seen a nigga, they tell them 20 years. That nigga like, I'll be right back. And niggas was like,
life, it is what it is.
He was like, tell on the whole neighborhood real quick. He's like,
nah, he ain't even tell, bro. Like, he still get out to this, like, he's still in there to this day. He get out in 2027.
Oh, see, he kept it real.
I can't say his name, but like,
a lot of people, man, a lot of people, you throw 20 years at them, they're gonna be telling on the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, nah. He was
I just came up with somebody in my head. I know 20 people right now.
Yeah, no, majority, yeah. He get out in 2027. I can't say his name, but yeah, they hit him with 20 years, and his nigga sitting right next to me, like, the
majority of the people start telling before motherfucking they even say the numbers. Majority of people trying to help them niggas out as soon as they get snatched. As soon as them niggas get snatched, them niggas is, hey man, well, if you shit, man, you let me go, man. I can get you this. I know who doing this. Bop, bop, bop. Shit. Man, these niggas. But yeah, anyway.
Nah, yeah, because I seen a nigga. I seen a video of somebody in Florida. As soon as they brought him in the room, bruh, he said, pull the pictures out. I'm telling. And he sat down. I'm like, man, they ain't even ask him no questions, no nothing. They ain't even ask him no questions or nothing. But yeah, his homie was sitting right next to me, and they threw him the time, and they was like, whoopie whoopie whoop. 20 year sentence. They gave him a 20 year sentence, and that nigga was like, I'll be right back. And his nigga like, damn, bro. He like, shit.
It's a hurt piece. I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, doing any time is a hurt piece, but You know, it is what it is, man. Living life is a hurt piece. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, you're going to find the joy in life wherever you at if you that type of person. You feel me? That's just what it is. There's survivors, and well, everybody survives differently. You know what I mean? Or lives, exists differently, whatever. But
it's definitely one of them things where it's like, because I also met some people to add to that point where they like, shit, they understand what it come with. So they like, yeah, I did. It hurt to do that time, to miss out on that time, but I was doing, that's what I was doing, and that was the consequence I had to pay. I got caught. They took it on like a more of an approach like it was me because I got caught. Like, nigga, it's really my fault because I got caught. That, they ain't really tripping niggas won't,
like, I done did time just because, not fucking, you know what I'm saying? I ain't fitting to tell. You know what I'm saying?
Some people won't own up to their own shit.
Yeah, that's so, the thing. And it's like, I don't trip. You know what I'm saying? If anything, my problem ain't with the people that caught me. Whatever the case is, I was slipping, or I was fucking with somebody that was slipping, whatever the case is. But my problem is with niggas who don't stand up on their own. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, it's like, you stand up on your own, or you do what's best for the team. One of the two. You know what I'm saying? Either way, it should always lead down to the second one, because it's always about what's best for everybody, because that's what everything is supposed to be for. And if you roll rolling dolo, then you really shouldn't be mentioning nobody, because you in this bitch for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
They don't get your ass.
You know what I'm saying?
One person, like, don't catch you.
That's
like
the
that.
Realest shit.
The fuck is you snitching for? You by yourself? You shouldn't be getting in trouble by yourself, right?
Man, I was in there with niggas who was down for long time. Like, a whole lot of niggas down for a long time. Niggas that wasn't never going to see home. And you didn't see that shit in their face. Like, they didn't wear that shit on them. Like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And the moments in life that you enjoy and shit, for real, and the people and the bonds and the relationships, all that shit is very fragile and temperate. You know what I'm saying? It's not that shit forever.
So, speaking of the whole system and stuff, because I know 1090 Jake name recently been brought up. First off, do y'all feel like he gonna get any more involved in this beef? Or y'all feel like after that Rick Ross shit, it was over with?
Oh, for 1090 Jake?
Yeah.
I mean,
didn't they say he...
He read it.
Told or something?
Yeah, I mean.
With that, I haven't got the full context. And so, from what I've seen, the public opinion, he read it. I'm looking at his video, and I can't think of the term, but it was basically like an accident report. And he was basically like, it's one of them things where he had to tell everything. Like, he had to say everything, include names, like what happened to everything. So, everybody is saying, you read it because of that.
Because you ain't...
Because he got hot. Because
you never to say everything. You're always supposed to, but you never have to. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those things.
Yeah.
What they need to be doing is saying, I need a lawyer. That's the only four words.
Yeah, because I've seen it.
Saying, the minute I've you get him the fuck up.
And I'm like, it said he got jumped.
So it was probably in prison. It's probably an incident report, and it was probably in prison.
Yeah, it was,
and
still, he was locked up at still, this time.
I mean, honestly, yeah, nigga, bro, I done seen niggas get chopped up, and no, you can't tell. You know what I'm saying? You don't even go and get patched up. Nigga, this nigga is that's going to patch you up. You feel me?
Yeah, he made a whole video on it. Yeah, that's crazy. Damn.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it is, like I said, to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, he made a whole video on it, and I was watching it, and he was like, he was in prison, and, like, he got jumped. So, incident report, he said in Florida, it's one of those things where, like, and I could be wrong, but I believe he said it's one of those things where, like, the incident report had to include what happened, the names, and
everything supposed to, if you're going to tell. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He was like, in the state of Florida, and I don't live in Florida, so I'm like, okay. And I put that on me because I should have looked up the little thing in the Florida statue or whatever for it, but I was like, okay. Because he said, in the state of Florida, in the incident report, you have to include this, this, and this.
Yeah, that's in every incident report. That's what I'm saying. Like, right now, if a crime happened, and the cops say, all right, hey, Swaggy, such and such and such did something to you or whatever, or do you know who did this to you or whatever? I need to know what's going on.
And then you choose to provide that information.
Right. Like, whether there's a consequence or repercussion behind it, or behind you giving the information or not, you telling the information is a choice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by that. Like, it don't matter. It don't matter.
So yeah, that's where the ratting allegations came from.
He had a choice. He told
that's what they were saying. Man, y'all, like, that's what I was thinking. I'm like,
he didn't enclose any information.
I'm like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm like 1090 G. Like, when I'm looking at his content, most of it is surrounded by like him doing paperwork and accident reports. So it's revolved around paperwork. So I'm like, when your channel grow like that, of course you're gonna have people that really did. They did fed time, county time, yeah, prison time. They, or you got some niggas that subscribe to you that's been through all three. So it's like, they were the ones that were like, nah, it don't go down like that. And it was like, nigga, I've been here. And they was like, nah, it don't go down like that. You don't have to, but you could have said this, this, and this. And Jake was addressing them like, nah, you have to. And they was like, how you gonna tell me, nigga, I've been through all three systems. So that's where the collide was at.
Like I said, ain't nobody about to stick their fucking hand up your ass and make your mouth move.
Yeah. Force you to talk.
You know what I'm saying? Are there consequences and repercussions for not providing information to the, you know, of course. Yeah. But what? That's life. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking life. It is what it is.
And they can't do nowhere near as much to you for not saying something as they can do to the person that you retell on, motherfucker. Like,
you seen that video? Apparently, it was a Rick Ross show. I ain't gonna lie. Yo, Rick Ross, I ain't gonna lie, bro. The concert or his show, I seen a video on Twitter. It said the show was looking kind of light. Like, this show was looking a little smallish. Y'all think it's over with for him? Like, it's
Rick Ross.
Officer Ricky?
It was a video on Twitter. They was recording a show, and it was not like, it was like a little gathering. Like, it was like a light show, bro. Like, it was not a lot of people. And I'm like, I don't know the context behind it, but it is look a little...
I need to know more about that.
It looked a little light, and everybody was like, he finished. And I don't want to think, like, I don't know. Rick Ross, like, okay, he's not in his prime, but I don't think he's completely done for. I still think he can pull in a great amount.
He can still rap for real.
When was the last time
he used to have a lot of hits? I remember when I was younger and every day I'm hustling, like that shit was.
You think this Officer Ricky shit gonna that come shit back and really fuck with his career, or it's gonna really just be brushed off?
Rick Ross doing the same shit he was before. Rick Ross wasn't pumping music out heavy before anyway. You know what I'm saying? Rick Ross, he was doing features, he was doing soundtracks. I mean, Rick Ross eating. That nigga doing business shit and shit like that. He dropped that joint with Meek Mill, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. But, nah. I mean, like I said, certain people are solidified. They have fan bases. Like he said, there's a nigga, that you can play Cat Williams joint, and that nigga has a whole skit to Every Day I'm Hustling. Like, no, you can't finish something that
he's going to be getting paid for that song forever.
Yeah, like, you can't finish something that's engraved.
He's on a lot of hits, too.
You know what I mean?
But they saying a lot of Rick Ross hits came from Drake, though.
What?
Nah, Rick Ross is a writer. Rick Ross ain't.
Yeah, say Rick Ross had good music, but that was Rick Ross was out before Drake. Come on now, you can't do Drake. I mean, you can't do Rick Ross like that.
I ain't even listening to that.
Rick Ross was out way before Drake.
No, of course he was out before Drake. But remember, this is what I'm saying.
Listen to Rick Ross, but they ain't gonna be listening.
Nah, because this is, y'all gotta remember, Drake said he spoke on it in his Push Ups song. That's why I brought it up. He spoke on it in Push Ups. He said, basically every song he got that went number one, he got from Drizzy.
Back in that day, any song that any of them dropped used to go number one. Rick Ross, Drake, Lil Wayne, they'd all do songs together all the time, so they would all be hits. Because, you know what I mean?
That okay, so fair. Drake was just talking. That's what
he's just running his mouth, basically.
You gotta figure, there was one point in time where, Drake was really fucking Drake on the hip-hop side. And, if he was on an album, 9 times out of 10, the nigga he was on the album was already hot for one. Yeah. And two, yeah, he was on top of his game. So the shit definitely did numbers. Past that, it's like I said, no, you're not going to, you know what I'm saying? This fucking Rick Ross got motherfucking whole fucking, like, list of bangers. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so, Hustlin' was a banger before Drake even dropped a banger. Like, Drake wasn't even out at that time period.
When did Hustlin' come out?
Man, like, I was in middle school. What, I'm in, like, the sixth grade or something. I had to have been, like, 10 or something. I had to have been, like, 10 years old. Drake wasn't even out until I was, like, 15, 16.
Okay, so but basically clarifying, Rick
he
was Ross,
a singer. Drake he, came out as a singer. Dude,
he came, right? Yeah, he did. That's what they're saying though. Like, he's struggling to like find his identity because he came out as a singer, and now look what he's doing. He talking gangster, and this ain't something that he never did. So that's why Drake or Kendrick was like, I like Drake with the melodies. I don't like Drake when he act tough, because it's like, nah, man, you came out. Remember Hotline Bling? Like, dude, niggas want that Drake. No, like, that's the type of Drake niggas like.
Drake can sing and rap. Just, it's when he raps the gangster stuff.
That's what they don't like.
Appealing, because they know he's not. He didn't live like that way. He's still Jimmy from the wheelchair.
Jimmy from the wheelchair.
You hear me? Like, he was a degree actor, bro. And, you know, now he's around street guys and stuff like that. But he wasn't, you know what I mean, at first.
And I just, you know, I don't like the...
Man, I don't doubt nobody, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
He's got money, and he's got...
Complex
he's got
situation.
It's definitely, it's interesting situation. Because Drake, he throws me off with the... He first threw me off with the paint and nail situation, which I'm not really against it. I just didn't think, like, I'm not, like, you feel me? I don't hate on nothing like that, right? But, like, that threw me off. I didn't expect him to do that. Then it came out with the Jamaican accent. Then he came out trying to do the England accent. Then he came out just talking crate, like talking tough. And so I look at it like, yeah, it was like he has like a little, he's like, he all over the place. In my opinion, he all over the place. It looked like he can't find.
He's riding trends, basically. Yeah, it's not that he knows what he's doing. He's just like,
yeah, he's definitely a trending
artist.
He's
trending, yeah. He knows what to do when it's trending. That's because that one guy that at the time, that UK guy became really famous. I forget
Central
his name.
C.
Central C. So, like, he started rapping like that, to do because it was trending, because the boy was trending. So he's like, I'm going to do Drake's.
Yeah,
now
he's
like
a trending artist. That's the best way to describe Drake. Yeah, he's a trending artist.
Trending. Yeah.
Definitely a trending artist.
Because even when he did a joint with 21 Savage, I think that was like really. I was locked up at the time. And I heard that shit.
He makes good music. I do like Drake's
the
music.
The song was a fire song, but it's just like, bruh, what you talking about, gang? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was one of them where it's like, my nigga.
Like, what are you talking about right now, bro?
And even to the point where it's like I said, like, Drake, the reason why niggas don't be feeling you on a personal type level and shit is because you perpetuating that shit when niggas is trying to get about the shit. And now these young niggas is confused because y'all make the shit look cool. And niggas was never hip hop. Hip hop was always niggas hustling and shit to get out of the shit. It was always about, I'm gonna buy my mom a house outside of the fucking hood.
Yep.
And all of the, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna build a school or something. But you know what I mean? It was all about getting out and putting some shit back. Now it's all about fucking this shit up. You know what I'm saying? And living in the moment. And
or like you said before, it's all about how much money you got or how many plays you got or you don't get more bitches than me, or I got more cars than you, bro. Or what's your deal looking like? Let me see.
Designer clothes.
I got feet. They like
the lyric. Shake that ass.
Yeah.
Shake that ass, bro. And then shake that ass with me.
Come on, man. Man, they'd be like, what's that lyric? They'd be like, European shoes on my feet, can't pronounce the shoes. You'd be like, man, my nigga, what? You'd be like, I spent thousands on them. What, nigga, what? Can't even pronounce the shoes.
And you talking about our culture, then nigga, the money you got, bro, there should be a Drake community center in like fucking at least half of the fucking United States.
At least.
But that's like I said, and that's where it's like,
Should be a little you know over, I mean, your camp somewhere.
Like, nah, nigga don't want to be a hater, but like Kendrick said, like, yeah, I'm the biggest hater because once you really start to think about this shit, like, yeah, all right, nigga, let's talk hip hop now. Because, you know, hip hop wise, bro, you at a point where why is you even portraying this shit like this, nigga? You could be stepping on shit in a whole different way. You know what I'm saying? Like, Wayne don't even be talking about the streets and shit no more. Wayne's music is so complex now and fucking so, personal now. He's, you know what I'm saying?
He is still bodying every feature he gets on.
Yeah. Like, but he's not talking he's the like, same.
No, he's not talking the same. But he's still outdoing the other people he's doing songs with. And you forget they're even on the song anymore. You're
but like, you don't even hear about that shit like that, though, because it's not that shit that's trending. And that's what I'm saying.
He's so good, he always has to go last, because if not, it's his song that at that point, even if it's another artist.
Even if that nigga is last, it's like, you might fast forward that bitch. Yeah,
just to hear his part.
Like, hold on, let me hear what he said. Let me just hear what Lane I might listen to the whole joke.
And then you hear Wayne part, you be like, yeah, nah, I ain't even trying to hear the other.
Yeah.
Depending on who the feature is. Really. Yeah, facts. It depending on who the feature is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was one of them things where it's like I don't hate on Drake for nothing. I don't know the man, but for me, as far as listening to it, it definitely sounded like yeah, you struggling. And I seen somewhere where on Twitter where they said he in a UMG, allegedly a UMG 360 deal. And in the song Family Matters, he addressed what Kendrick said when it was like his last record deal was 400 M's. And so I'm sitting there thinking like, bro, if this is true that he's in a 360 and that last record did 400 M's, he truly got like played. Like he truly got played if that's true. But I don't know. But if he is in a 360 deal, like if he is allegedly, like they say, And that last record deal did 400 M's. That's crazy.
400 M's.
The crazy thing is that honestly, it wouldn't matter. It really wouldn't.
Not on a 360.
Honestly, it really wouldn't matter. It means that you have a bunch of different labels or a bunch of different entities that get a piece before the money. Like, and then like,
so even if he signs all that deal for 400 M's, he doesn't get 400 M's.
No. He getting crumbs.
But still, people got to understand, even if that was the case, which I doubt that's the case.
I doubt it because the lifestyle don't match up to a 360.
The money, that doesn't sound right.
But people don't understand. Like I said, even if it was, nigga, $400 million, 10% of $400 million is more than fucking what any of these rappers are getting. At all. It don't matter, like, at all. 10%. Of 400 million is more than what any of these rappers are getting. Ain't not one rapper that you gonna look up that's got $40 million. 10% of 400 million is $40 million.
That might be what like. There's not one rapper,
right? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's not one rapper that's got a record deal that's dropping $40 million. Yeah. Not one.
Do you think anybody could argue it'd be a YoungBoy?
No, there's not one rapper that's got a $40 million record deal. Not one rapper that's got a $40 million record deal.
That's a lot.
Yeah, the most I heard was five.
Not a rapper that's got a $40 million record deal.
The most I heard was five.
That's almost what Dr. Dre himself is actually worth.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. That's literally the most I heard was five.
That's what I'm saying. So you got for your 10% of what? Nigga, okay. And I said 10%.
That's a lot.
And that's what I'm saying. So, and he probably getting more than that. So that's what I mean by shit.
And like I said earlier, like the lifestyle.
$80 million is a lot.
I could
money.
Be like I said. I could be fooled, but like the lifestyle to me, the lifestyle I feel like he lived just don't match up to somebody that would be in the 360. It's like 10% of 40 million, and it's like the lifestyle he lived.
Lifestyle with that type of money.
Yeah, I definitely feel like he got way more because it's like, you don't even got the lifestyle of a 360 in the way.
It really depends also on how many of his own royalties and stuff he owns or masters and stuff does he own and has obtained, you know what I mean, for songs and stuff. Because, like, there's some of it's like, you know, residual money, and like there's some money he'll keep getting forever, you know what I mean, from songs if he owned any of that stuff. That's if, you know, even if he had any part in that.
That, and he's not just a rapper. Like, this nigga's got, like I said, like, there's nobody, You know what I'm saying? That's why when he said numbers wise, there ain't no catching up. No, there ain't no catching up, because you would have to be a modern day Lauryn Hill pretty much to catch up to Drake.
And he said money wise ain't no sneaking up. So he was like, yeah, he that's a good example, Lauryn Hill.
Because like I said, even with a 360 deal, it wouldn't matter because of how big of an artist he is. A 360 deal hurts a smaller artist. Yeah. There are plenty of large artists that have 360 deals in the essence of a 360 deal. You know what I'm saying? But they are such a large artist that it don't fucking matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really, truly don't matter. And they don't have to do nothing because it's all taken care of. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas is that big.
Niggas, yeah, like I said, niggas dancing, getting changed. I haven't seen an artist come out or a blog come out and is like, such and such has reportedly got a $40 million record deal.
Yeah, I think
even for NBA YoungBoy, I think the most it was like 20.
Would come out and say, that's something Soulja Boy would come out and say. He'd say he got a $40 million deal.
But I think even for, like I said, like I said, even for NBA YoungBoy, I think the most I've seen him sign was like his was like 20 or 25 mil, and everybody was like, man, he do that shit on YouTube, and it was like, yeah, but I never seen a 40 mil. I seen Future get 70 mil, but that was for his catalog. People, just remember,
Future sold catalog. His catalog.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he sold his catalog. Mil.
He got 70 mil for his catalog.
That's only 400 mil.
A lot of jamming tracks.
That nigga Drake. Bag wise, I wouldn't look. I ain't even gonna fight with this nigga. Me, I ain't nothing to talk about money wise. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm cool.
This nigga might own the bank that you walk into. I ain't even playing that game.
Straight like that. But yeah.
Drake does make good music. I like Drake. It's just he's kind of, all these feuds and stuff. He's gotta get out of that.
I think the feuds is good, man. I think the feuds are great when they sparring. It's just when they bring in extra shit I don't like. I think if he would have ran, because think about it, if he would have ran from this fade, how would it would have looked? You would have been like, how would it would have looked for him?
Yeah, but it's got them really tearing each other down and talking about their women and children.
Right,
and
which is what I don't condone. I wish they would have just kept it regular, like, yeah, some sparring shit. But I definitely don't think it would have helped if Drake would have ran from this.
Nah, you can't. Not if you're the top and you're competitive.
Yeah, you feel me? You feel me? And you did one with J. Cole, and J. Cole said, I'm the UNO Uno. He the number one. And the Buddy Buddy track, I feel like, nah, because I seen some other people feel the same way, and I feel like, nah, it wouldn't have helped if he just would have ignored it or ran away. I feel like he definitely had to come and knuckle up.
But like I said, when you got that type of money, and you talking money on the track, then do some real hip-hop shit. Do something for the streets. That's how you win. You win by pushing that bag to the streets. You know what I'm saying? The bag is going to the wrong place, Drake. The bag need to go to the streets. Like, that's where, you know, the win is at with hip-hop when it comes to this battle shit. The internet is taking this nigga out the game because, like everybody says, like, culture-wise, you are detached. And you detached because even with all of that money that you have and how you can still speak on the culture and influence the culture, you ain't really known for no shit in the streets on no pile. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to be out here stomping on shit. Nigga, you're fucking rich. We don't expect that. We expect you to be out here really building up the streets. You know what I'm saying?
And since speaking on him, you know this, His store in London got vandalized. It was quote unquote not like us, referencing the Kendrick track. Mm-hmm. And his house reportedly got shot.
And his bodyguard was shot as well.
Yeah, but I think they said he wasn't there though. So some people, like, you know what I'm saying, as the internet they conspirize. So they saying that has to deal with Kendrick. I feel like that's a hard one really, if I say. I don't feel like it's connected to Kendrick. I feel like the vandalism, I feel like straight fan shit. I feel like a fan did that. As far as the shooting, I'm puzzled on the shooting. I can't sit here and lie and try to give an answer. The shooting I'm puzzled on because it's like, even a No, nah, there's no way that a fan would even.
It's weird. No, you feel me? Fan would. A fan
but it's like, would. What fan? What reason
think
would a
about
fan
John
would?
Lennon. John Lennon and how that guy killed John Lennon. A fan killed him. Fan walked right up to him and blew him down.
Well, the fan took a picture of him first and then blew him down.
Well,
but like,
yeah, but he still, you know, walked up. Right
yeah,
up
you
to
still walked
fans,
up to him
like,
and stuff. It, but it's like, ain't no walking up to Drake. You seen his crib? Like, he ain't no walking up to Drake just to take a picture to even do that. And it's like, what were you expecting to shoot at his house? Looking at his house, you think Drake ain't the type of nigga to just be standing outside in his front yard.
But see, the crazy chilling. Thing is John Lennon was just as famous as Drake was back then. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, it should have never been able to even happen.
But that was at a time where security wasn't really a thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it was really, at that time, it was often for the fans to come out and be able to touch them and take pictures with them and shit. So for, in his mind, a fan coming up taking a picture, he ain't thinking that, because this happens a million times. This just happened to be the fan that's like, he take a picture first, and then he lets bro walk off a couple feet, and then he leads him. So it was like one of those things where like, it wasn't nothing unusual for him, because this happens a million times to him, because that's at a time where niggas like him, they have that Drake status. You always in front of fans, getting in touch with fans, taking pictures with fans, and nobody's giving those signs until you have a crazed out fan that's really like, nah, I can't nobody else have you in this moment but me. And I'm pretty sure Drake has a fan base like that. I'm pretty sure Kendrick has a fan base like that. I'm pretty sure J. Cole has a fan base like that. But what I'm saying is, we are at a time now where like niggas ain't just walking up to Drake just to be able to take a picture. And so for his house to get shot up, and it's like Drake ain't just standing out in his front yard just chilling. I feel like it's sending a message, whether it's a fan or not. I feel like it's sending a message though. That was just my take.
Another thing though, tons of rappers in the last few years have been brutally murdered, from the PNB Rocks to the, you know, the XXXTentacion, so the, you know what I mean.
Like, I feel you. People have been murdered, but those wasn't fans. Those was niggas that was plotting on them the whole
I'm
time.
I'm just saying, rap period. Like, there's a lot of loss. You know, a lot of murder.
And with X, they literally, he was in the bank with, he had a whole bag on him in the dealership. They followed him in the dealership. They was eyeing him the whole time. They walked out the store before X walked out. X peaked they vibes. If you look at the video, like, X knew what was going on.
One of the dudes was his friend.
Right. So he
that
wasn't.
One of the dudes that killed him was a friend of his.
And they knew him for a long time. Yeah. So he wasn't really suspected. And it was like X caught them vibes because he knows that nigga, but he don't know this nigga that he with. And this nigga eyeballing him the whole time. Like they said, the article said the nigga was eyeballing him the whole time. X was taking $50,000 out the bank. Now, why X was rolling like that, I don't know. I don't know. To, you know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like he went to the dealership and dropped it. He didn't do nothing. He didn't pay for nothing. I don't know if he put a deposit down and was going to come back later to pick it up. But to my knowledge, he ain't drop a bag or nothing. He took money out the bank, had it in a duffel, and he just went to the dealership, checked something out, and then he was just about to head to another spot or whatever. But they just hopped out and caught him. I feel like I said, I feel like that right there, like with Drake, you can't do that because he has a secure thing. But I feel like whether, like I said earlier, whether it's a fan or not, I don't know. It could be a crazed out fan, but I feel like the fact that his house got shot at, a bullet actually went to his crib, I feel like that could send a message. And on hindsight, they are saying that it could be a made up story, like Drake made it up. So, but like a person ended up in the hospital over this, and it was his security guard, like you said. So I feel like it could be sending a message. I'm not going to do no crazy shit and say it's linked to Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do that.
It's
that's that
weird,
Twitter shit. It is just weird how Kendrick mentioned the embassy about to get raided, this and that. Now his crib getting shot up. Now his store getting vandalized in London. Now it's like, I see the wave turning, and it's turning on Drake, but it's turning in a bad way to where it's no longer staying on the mic. It's getting leaked into some street shit. Unnecessary street shit by fans. And like I said, I feel like the crib getting shot at was a message. I don't know what that message was. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like if you gonna learn from anything, but like I said, the whole situation, it's a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. But nah, you can't just touch him like that. But I definitely think that you know, letting somebody know that, you know, people are really crazy enough to even do that is enough to where those niggas get on his A game a little bit better with security and shit.
So that's what I was saying. Like, do you feel like at this point it's like a message where, like, to Drake, where it's like, all right, now I got to tighten up on security. Now I got to really adjust my lifestyle because, like, I'm not even going to say it's linked to the rap beef. It really could just be, like, on some coincident shit, crazed out fan, just want to do some crash out shit, and the Kendrick beef just ignited him. But, like, from Drake's point of view, it's just, like, one of them things that you feel like it's definitely, like, security got to get upgraded, lifestyle got to be different, I got to change who I'm in contact with, or it's just, like...
Nope. I think if anything, yeah, the security part, lifestyle, nah. You know what I'm saying? But he already live a pretty secure lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? You're not fitting to just walk up on this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
They probably shot at his house from a distance.
Fuck, that's what I'm saying, because when I seen it, I'm like, how close was it? How you get that close to just shoot at it? And, like, how did you even get... That had to be calculated. I don't think they just drove around and was like, that's Drake.
And then shot at that bitch from a distance. It had to be.
It's one of those things where it's just like, you know, I'm not really... I'm not stressing that. I don't think he probably is too much either, honestly. You know what I mean? When you at that level, everybody's a threat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah, you stay enough secure money, enough. War if you
wanna, you know, like, I feel like it's, like I said, like, I feel like it's one of them because it's like, Drake is on that level, but, like, the crib got shot at, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, still, as much as his status is, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know who was in that crib. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It could have been way worse than what it was. So, fortunately, the bull ain't strike nothing, if the story is true. But I feel like even in a sense, Drake has to somewhat be like, all right, nah, like, this is some weird shit. But, like, nah, I really got to somewhat be careful. Like, I just got to somewhat be careful because that shows me, like, nah, that at any time, like, some shit can happen. That could have been me standing out in my shit. Like, I feel like now I have to be careful.
It could be. You know what I mean? I mean, being as though he not from certain situations, but like I said, he'd already been robbed and different things, so I feel like he's prepared, honestly. I don't think it's nothing to stress, honestly, any different than what a person like him should be stressing every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. So it's like, nigga, if I'm Drake, my everyday is like I'm the fucking president anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? Just because somebody actually did something today, it don't even change shit for me because that's what my, you know what I mean? My everyday is for just in case shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't really see it really. You know what I mean? Drake ain't, I don't know. When it comes to him, unfortunately, it is a motherfucker because there's not a whole lot of other artists you're going to talk about that are on that financial and even celebrity status. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, niggas not worrying about nobody. Nigga can go and shoot Jay-Z's bodyguard. I bet you the nigga ain't going to be thinking if Jay-Z's worried. They're going to be worried about the nigga who shot Jay-Z's bodyguard. You know what I'm saying?
But don't get me wrong. If I'm the nigga that shot, if you allegedly, like, if I'm the nigga that shot at Drake Crib, I'd be worried too, though.
Exactly.
Because, like you said, you know, nigga, like Richard said, like, he got money to really go to war with, so he can be like, yo, bro, find out who was that.
Right.
Find
out, like, for real, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, literally. So I'd be like, yo.
And that's why I'm with you. Like, it was probably from a distance.
It had to be.
You know what I'm saying? And even then, like, if you think they don't fuck with Drake enough to get them fucking cameras pulled from the damn lights and or whatever the case is and different ring bells and shit. Bro, if you don't think that shit, the police might never release that shit. It might just be another nigga that come up missing somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Literally.
Like, real shit.
And we never gonna hear about it because it's Canadian news.
Bro, real shit, though.
We ain't gonna never hear about it.
And it might be a nigga from over here or wherever. Nigga, like, bro, like, that's what niggas be sleeping and niggas really be thinking, oh, this rapping ass nigga, dot, dot, dot. Yeah, no, that's all cool on the microphone. But financially in this world and shit, nigga. Like, this nigga makes songs that niggas ain't never, ever going to listen to hear because of the genres and the you know what I mean, the different places he done made the music for. Right. So it's like, shit, that nigga might snatch your ass from Brazil. Like, yeah. You know?
Make a phone call.
Like, yo, fuck.
Now you tied up somewhere you don't even know. So, yeah, nah, I think, yeah, I'd definitely be worried if I was
there. Yeah, for sure.
I'd be looking over my shoulder.
Unless you really built like that, then, yeah, nah, I wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah, nah, yeah, he playing a dangerous game.
Not like that, not to be just disrespecting the nigga's spot. Nigga, I got to try at least try and get you, because I know this.
And you let off one, bro? Like,
yeah, that's been the.
You let off one.
That shit probably got to be made up. The security guard shot himself.
He was just like, I'm gonna look like a hero.
Bah! You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna look like a hero.
Yeah, some shit like that.
But Drake because... probably got that on camera. Who knows? He probably like, nigga, you know I got you shooting yourself, right?
Yeah.
You ain't getting no conversation.
Because it's just one of them jaunts where it's like, nigga, real shit though, nigga, it ain't worth the trouble. You know what I'm saying? Uh-uh. That ain't worth the trouble.
It ain't.
But.
It ain't. But.
I'm out of
them. Yeah, they'll pretty much, man, this is a great, I like this. I like the talks like this. It helps me get more opinions and more different perspectives on how to look at it, bro. Because, like I said, bro, I enjoy talks like this. I hope you enjoy this talk as well, Troop Squad. Did y'all have anything to say for the people?
Y'all have a good one.
No, that's it. Check the website and shit. Yeah, stay posted and shit.
Yep. And it's your man BTB Swaggy, Grilla, special guest Rich, and we will see you later.